Let's just go back to talking about tefillin and shin pei, okay? When it discusses the halachas of that an ovel is also right, it says in shin pei sif aleph the also lahaniach tefillin biyom harishon, right? So. Now this halach that is also beyond mission. So the Gemara in Moikotin says, "Avil Gimel Yom Rishon also lahaniach tefillin mishlishi v'shlishi bechlal mutl lahaniach tefillin v'imbo panim chadashos eno cholot divrei belosa." Rabbi Shua Omer, "Avil beis Yom Rishon also lahaniach tefillin misheni v'sheni bechlal mutl lahaniach tefillin v'imbo panim chadashos cholot." And Tosis says that according to Rabbi Lozer, it's mutl aneich tefillin b'shlishi. Tosis says that's based on the locha of mixas yom kikulo. So we have machlokes tanoim. How many days is an ovel also b'tefillin? Is it one? Is it two or three? Right? And Tosis says that the reason it's mutter, let's say whole lechum of three, right? But on the third day it's mutter because you say mixas yom kikulo. Right. So now the shaila is. So similarly, the shita that says that it's also 2 days, right? So the reason we only ask the tefillin the first day is because what? That's based on the locha mitzvah yom kikulo. So since it's really 2 days, but since the second day is already mitzvah yom kikulo, so it ends up being 1 day. But if you look here in Rebbe Kiveger says kol kimi yom rishonim v'hainu kol hayom hagimu b'chlal isa v'lo v'inu b'zeh mixi yom kakulo. That's the chokhmus adam b'kuntus matzevis moshe. Right? So, the only thing that, you know, we don't say in general mixer yom kikulo. The only thing we say mixer yom kikulo for is l'dvar mitzvah. What's l'dvar mitzvah? So that's in order to put on tefillin. But for other things, for example, like the Issa Melacha, which is 3 days, we wouldn't say mixer yom kikulo. However, the Yushalmi says that that's the opinion of Bar Kappara. So, you know, but there are others. Rabbi Shechter quoted this, the Ravid Eshkol says that we say on this mixer and kukula for everything, even with Gabi Malacha, not like what the Kivega quotes in the Chochma Sadam. So, now in Rabbi Shua's opinion, which is boy we paskin, that from Misheni ve'Elech, you're allowed to put on tefillin. So if you look in the Torah Sa'odim of the Ramban, he quotes Machloikis Hirishonim. He quotes that Rashi holds that. The Ramban quotes, we don't actually have this Rashi, but the Ramban says that Rashi holds from the second day on, it's mutter, it's based on the locha of Mixi Yom Kikulo. However, the Rif and the Goinim, and that's the Rambam in Hilchas Ovel, say that the heter of Yom Sheni is not based on Mixi Yom Kikulo. It just means, per se, that the Issa Tefillin is only 1 day. Because Vachvisa Ki Yomar, and that's only the first day.
So how does that jive with
the Tanai?
They say two or three.
Right, so they don't say it's based on mixing. Toy says that's based on mixing. They say, it says two, but miyom sheni ve'elech is mutter. Right, the simple lashon sounds a little bit, I agree with you, that the second day somehow is incorporated. This, according to this, it's not incorporated at all. It's really only Yom Rishon. So why do you have to make? So maybe it's only a contradistinction to Yom Shlishi, because Yom Shlishi certainly, because it's based offhand, it's a separate malos of 3 days. We know there's a malos of 3 days, because, for example, Gabi Pachi and other things from Alocha, there is a Alocha of 3 days by Avelus. We see, for example, according to Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai says in the Mishnah that Yontif is Mevatel Avelus is only after 3 days. Right? We pass in not that. Beis Hillel says even if you annoy, even 1 minute, 1 day, right? But Beis Shammai, you see that there's a chalais of 3 days of Avelus. The Rav was bothered by this. How could Rashi say that it's based on Mixayim Kakulo? Where do you ever find a malais of only 2 days that you say on the second day Mixayim Kakulo? Okay. So, and also the Rav asked that according to the Ramban there, the entire Sa'odim says that according to Rashi, that the Ovel should not put on tefillin on the second day, Achiyamdum Menachemim Etzlo, right? In other words, till after the davening and the Menachemim leave, he shouldn't put on tefillin. I guess this is how the Ramban derives that Rashi thinks that it's a halacha based on mixing kugula. We have a similar halacha for ourselves, right? How long? Somebody's in Ovel, gets up on the seventh day, we say Mixiyam Kakulo. From when does he get up? So the loch is Mishiyamdu HaMenachemim. That's the Din Shulchan Aruch. Why Mishiyamdu HaMenachemim? So I mentioned the thing before that you, the Rav brought a proof from here to he's going to say a different shot now, but the Rav said, you see that the Nichum Avelim is an integral part. It's not just Nichum Avelim, it's a mitzvah chesed to console the Ovel. But Nichum Avelim is part of the Kim Avelis and part of the Niyud Avelis, that the Ovel should have Menachemim. Right? And therefore, the Avelis doesn't end at Shiyamdu HaMenachemim. So Rashi says that till Shiyamdu HaMenachemim, he should not put on tefillin. And apparently Rashi applies that also to the second day, Mishiyamdu HaMenachemim, when the Menachemim stop coming, which means after, let's say, for that day at least, for till after the davening, right? However, here the idea, the Rav is brought to say Mishiyamdu HaMenachemim Gavi Tefillin is difficult because we're talking in the middle of the Avelis. If it's the end of Avelis, I think I proved, remember we said, just to mention again, that Mishiyamdu HaMenachemim is, you see, it's a Kim and Avelis. We also, what other proofs? Do you remember what we quoted? That the Nichum Avelim is part of the Kim Avelis that the Rav quoted?
That if there are no Avelim.
Correct. The Din Shulchan Aruch, that if there, based on the Gemara on Shabbos, that if there are no Avelim, the person has no survivors, that the community appoints 10 people to sit Shiva, at least for certain times during the day, and people are come and be Menachem those people. Now they're not the Avelim themselves. If it's just a mitzvah chesed, they're not the Avelim. But if it's a halacha is to show that there's a form of Avelus that continues, then we understand, right? Now listen, I'm just going to repeat what I think I said once before, but it's a very good word. I once told it to the Rav. I have this in my sefer. Yosemeich asks this question. Yosemeich asks, the Gemara says in Shabbos about Yikiru Yishalayim, that would, on Sukkot, wherever they would go, they would hold their lulav with them, right? The Rav said it could be Dafka Yikiru Yishalayim, because Yishalayim, according to the Rambam, is the outer perimeter of the base of Mikdash, right? Mikdash is called all of Yishalayim, that's Machne Yisrael, and therefore, the Moses made the Agvei Nafik Bey, where as soon as you pick up the Lulav of Yoyotze, but as relates to the Kiyam Mikdash, which Machne Nafim Kerechim Shivas Yomim, that's as long as you're holding the Lulav, there's a Kiyam. So maybe it's Dafka Yikiru Yishalayim. However, they say it also about the Goyim, that the Goyim used to keep it Lulav and Esrog based on this Gemara. Lita was Yushalayim, Vilna was Yushalayim to Lita, but still, not quite Yushalayim. But anyhow, the Gemara says there that wherever they go, they take the Lulav with them. How you hold him, the Gemara says, levake choylem v'lulavim b'yodam ulenachem avelim v'lulavim b'yodam. So the Meshech Chochma asks, the Osamech asks, why does it say, lenachem avelim v'lulavim b'yodam and levake choylem In other order is what? First, levaka choylem, and then nichem avelim. We know the halacha is that if a person has between nichem avelim and bika choylem, which takes precedence, which comes first? Well, it says nichem avelim comes first. Says that kvod hachayim, kvod hamesim, v'chesem hachayim, and this is only kvod hachayim, bika choylem. So you see the order here is inverted. We may still ask that question. So the answer, which I suggest to it, I told this to the Rav once, is this is happening when? The lulav. The other. It's happening on Yontif. It's on Chol HaMoed, right? Or on Yontif. So there, what does it mean? Because Kfod HaChaim, Kfod HaMesa. The Rav said Kfod HaChaim, Kfod HaMesa means, Kfod HaMesa means it's a kima li avelus. That halacha doesn't apply on Yontif. On Yontif, there's no shiva. There's no avelus. So what is it? It's only the dimension of chesed. Labim is asking me mo. So once it's in chesed, bika cholim takes precedence over nichem avelim. The reason nichem avelim takes place is because it's the kimin avelus. That doesn't apply on... right? Okay, so but coming back now to tefillin. So why is it that we don't put on... So what does that gemara mean? At least what does Rashi mean? Mishiyamdu haminachemin. And so the Rav was bothered. I mean, we can understand that in the Siyum, to say Mixen Kiyok Kakulo on the last day of Avelus, it's Mishyamdu HaMenachemim. But it's, what is Mishyamdu HaMenachemim in the middle of Shiva? After it could be at the end of the third day, or the end of the second day, or to conclude, in the beginning of the second day, Mishyamdu HaMenachemim. But afterwards, the Avelim are going to come back, right? It's all Shiva there, Avelim are coming. So what does Mishyamdu HaMenachemim represent as Shir in Mixiyam Kakulo? So the Rav thought it was actually a different halacha, that Rashi holds that that when the Avelim come, there's a halacha that the Avel has to demonstrate the Avelus. For example, the Tosfos says in Moikot on Tav Chav Zayin, he says that there's no isa of an oval to sit on a kise v'safso. Nonetheless, but the Gemara says the time of Havor, the Kohen Gadol used to be, with, for those who are learning Sid Hebden this year, used to sit ala dargash. Lo ala kise, right? And that's because at the time of Tanchumi Avelim, the oval has to demonstrate the Avelus. So maybe this halacha, it's not because Mishyamdu HaMenachem, it means because when the Menachemim are there, he has to demonstrate his Avelus. How does he demonstrate the Avelus? By not putting on the tefillin. So it's not because of Mixiyam Kekulo. Okay. I mean, cause also it could be, this machloek's b'chlab by Mixiyam Kekulo. What if a person, let's say an Ovel gets up from the Shiva, right? Mixiyam Kekulo, Mishyamdu HaMenachem. If he wants to, can he continue? Is the Avelus broken? Or is there a Kiyum and a Chal Hashem for him to continue the Avelus? So the Ramban says that it's a matter, Mixiyam Kekulo, but if he wants to continue, even if he stopped, he can continue again. So it could be that even if he puts the tefillin on the second day, he can if new avelim come, right? He can maybe then he should be choylitz his tefillin. All right. Okay. So now in this halacha, I just want to mention what we spoke about before. In this halacha of that an ovel does not put on tefillin. I mean, there are different sources for that halacha. Either it's learned from We'll talk in a second where it's learned from. But in this halacha, that an Ovel doesn't put on tefillin, you know, Yom Rishon, and we pass in like the Shach, that it's even if it's Yom Rishon of Avelis, even though it's not Yom Hamisa. Right? So he's showing him a bother. The Mishnah says in Brachas, in Mishmeso, it says, Mishmeso mutu lefanov, pot mi kriyashma, umina tefillah, umina tefillin. Right, and we call mitzvahs amuos b'toyla. So the Rashba in his chidushim there asks, why do you need a separate halacha? This is a halacha that an oinin is part of the mitzvahs, right? Why do you need that halacha with kriyash mitzvah? Anyhow, Yom Rishon he's asked to put on tefillah, and we learn that the Gemara says in Bava Kam in excuse me, Moed Katan that Tesvav, it says. Because when the Baruch Hashem told Yecheskel, Peracha Chovish Alecha, Michlal the Ovel also betfilin. Right? So then why do you need a special halacha to tell me that an Ovel doesn't put on tefillin because he's put them in a mitzvah? Stamasoy an Ovel's not allowed to put on tefillin. Right? And this is, you know, it's speaking while he's still anointed. So the Me'iri suggests, he suggests like this, that first of all, you know, we remember there's, coming back to the machlokes we have between the Rambam and the Ramban, before Stimas Agoilo, while he's still in Oinen, are the Isurei Avelos or not? So this is a basic machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban says that it begins before. Just the count of 7 days only begins with Stima Sagola, with the Kfura. Right? However, the Rambam is of the opinion that there are no Isurei Avelos during the period of Aninus. It only begins with Stima Sagola. And the Rav explained, because the Isurei Avelos are not really Isurim per se. They're part of the Melois of Avelos and they're part of the Kim Avelos. But it's not Isurim per se. So the Miri is saying that the reason it mentioned that halach that an ovel is also betfilin would not apply while he's an oinin, just like all the other nihug avelos don't apply. However, that's an answer according to the Rambam. But according to the Ramban, that the Isur avelos begin even before the kfur. Why did we come back to the Rashba's question? Why does I mean, Stamasoi shouldn't mention tefillin. Tefillin is also anyhow beyond Rishon. So, I'd like to give an answer, even according to the Ramban. I might have said part of this before. That the Ramban holds that the Dini Avelos that begin before. Did I speak about this before? I did? All right, so I'll make it brief then. That aside from the Ramban holds that the Isurei Avelos begin even before the Kfura, right? But putting on tefillin is not one of the Isurei Avelos. The halacha is that the Gavra, the Rav used to emphasize this, that the Gavra of Avel is also to put on tefillin. And this is why he suggested, if this is one of the Isurei Avelos putting on tefillin, why doesn't it apply on Tisha B'Av? On Tisha B'Av, we have the halachas of Avelos, but we still put on tefillin. Our minhag is we don't put it on for Shachris, but that's a Tisha B'Av halacha, not an Avelos halacha. The whole raya, the Shita Tzigoinim, was that they didn't put on Shel Rosh, because it says Hishlich Mishmai Az Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael is the Shel Rosh, Peircha Chava Shalecha. And that doesn't have to do, that's just the opinion of the Goyim, and still, in Ovel's also both Michel Rosh and Michel Yad. So, but our meaning is that we put on tefillin, right? We usually put it on for Mincha. Why isn't an Ovel also in tefillin? So the answer that I've said is because the halacha of tefillin is not one of the Nihuge Avelos. Because if it were, it would not only be Yom Rishon, it would be throughout the Avelos. Throughout the Shiva. But it's a separate loch, the gaf of Ovel, of Yom Rishon, Achrisik Yoma, does not put on tefillin. So once we say that, you know, it's not, if it depends on gaf of Ovel, so maybe that's only, even according to the Ramban, that the Isurei Avelus before, but this is not one of the Isurei Avelus. So it only begins from Avelus Yom Rishon.
Wouldn't that just be a
Kavachomer? No, it wouldn't be a Kavachomer, because if it were a Kavachomer, then you should make the Kavachomer for the Isurei Avelus as well. I'm sorry. You mean let it be a Kavachomer Madach? He's also the first day, it should be also be on before Al Tzitzis Halacha.
Yeah.
Again, it would only be a Kavachomer if you assume it's one of the Nihugei Avelus. So, but this is not one of the Nihugei Avelus. It's not one of the Isurei Avelus. It's a separate locha of the Gav of Avel, maybe the Gav of Avel of Avelus Yom Rishon.
Is it more chomer, so to speak?
I wouldn't say it's more chomer, but right. But I want to just suggest one other reason, and the other reason is this, that the halacha according to the Ramban, that the Isurei Avelus start even before the Shiva, before Shtimah Sagoilo, is that halacha, this actually comes to what you were just saying, is that because Ovel, because the Isurei, he's called an Ovel also doing Aninus? Oh no, it's not because Avelus. It's because what? It's because Aninus. Because an Oinin is also these things. It's not because every Oinin is an Ovel. It's also because Oinin, right? So maybe those are halachas that are said only in Aninus. We don't know that the halacha, I mean, this is a corollary of what I said before, doesn't apply to Avelus. But just to prove that Aninus and Avelus, according to Ramban, that they're two different halachas, you see, because the Gemara says, by Tashma Shamita, right, Machlokes Tanoim, whether a Oinen on Shabbos, right, is also the Tashma Shamita. So, and it's Machlokes, like Rabbi Yochanan, there's machlokes tanoim about this. The Mos says in Brochus and Daf Yud Chesam, the Mos says the Tanoim, Ube Shabbos Meisiv Oichel Bosser V'Shosu Yain Ube Vorach V'Zamin Ube Vorach V'Zamin V'Chai B'Chol Mitzvah V'Nu Es V'Tor. In other words, on Shabbos, even though he's in Oinet, since there's no Chovas Kfura on him on Shabbos, so he can eat meat to drink wine and so on, which in Ovel is Oinet is Osserin, right? V'Chol Mitzvah right, v'chai b'chol ha-mitzvahs. So Rabbi Yochanan says, what does it mean v'chai b'chol ha-mitzvahs? Right? Means that he's even chai b'mitzvahs oin and tashma shamita. Right? That's machlokes tanoim there. So if you say that the Isurei Avelus apply, that the Ramban is learning that these are Isurei Avelus and applies even before what? Before the kfura, t'vam shvetzina noida on Shabbos. By an Ovel. So why he should be also with Tashma Shamita? Because Dvam Shabitzina know it.
Why should he be Mutter?
Right, excuse me. So he should be also with Tashma Shamita. Like all these, the Teretz is that this is not Batois Ovel. The halachas of Ovel don't apply. It's a halach Batois Oinen that he's also in those halachas. And he's not an Oinen on what? On Shabbos, because there's no Chavos Kfuah. That's why he's allowed to drink wine. So if he's allowed to drink wine, then he's also mutter. He's mutter b'tashmish because there's no din aninus on him. But if you would say that the halach is that he's chayv in avelus from the shas misa according to Ramban, he should have been what? He should have been also because of dvam shemitzin in tashmish amita. So what do you see? You see that it's a separate halach b'tos aninus. But this halach that an avel yom rishon doesn't wear tefillin, even if we say it's nihugei avelus, right? Whatever it is. But that doesn't apply to an oinen. That was said in Avelus, not in Aninus. For Haraya, that Avelus and Aninus are two different things. The Rosh there quotes Yerushalmi. So it's machloikis. This issue with Mutter also with Tashrim Samita is machloikis Tanakamer and Reb Shimon Gamliel. And Reb Shimon Gamliel says that he's chai b'tashma shemitah. Tanakama says it's also. But Tanakama says it's also because it could be a separate halacha to aninus because it's chutz b'yiserta. So there's a shal halacha. How do we pass it? Machlok Yerushalayim. The Rosh quotes Machlok Yerushalayim.
The Bahag Paskin is like Tanakama, that is Osir Tashmasha Hamita. And the Yushalmi Paskin is like Mishim Gamliel, that is Mutu Tashmasha Hamita. So the Rosh says, here we don't say, so why don't we go, since Machloikas, how we Paskin, we should go Lakula, because the general principle of Halakha Divrei HaMekel Ba'Avel. So the Rosh says, here by Aninus we don't say Halakha Divrei HaMekel Ba'Avel. Right? And he said, Aninus Luchud Vavelus Luchud. Right? So the Halakha, that Klal, Halakha Divrei HaMekel, doesn't apply to what? To Aninus. So it could be, you see from here, that this, that the Isurim of Aninus, doing Aninus, the Mishmeson is not Betoras Ovel. Otherwise, we would say the principle of Halakha Divrei HaMekel. So if it's not Betoras Ovel, it's a separate Halakha Betoras Aninus. So maybe that Halakha of Tefillin doesn't apply. Right? Then the Rav suggested another reason. He was Madaik in the Rashi. Rashi says in Brachas, so Toysis quotes in the name of Rashi, the Ovel also betfilin, Mishim the Chol Shah, this is Lashon Shah, Humar Nefesh, Harei Mis Olu Be'of of Ein Zepe'er. So according to this, the halacha that he doesn't put on, that he doesn't put on tefillin, is a tefillin halacha. In other words, because it avils misola ba'afa, but it's not covered. It's, you know, it basically means that he's, you know, he's so distracted and distraught, he can't focus on the tefillin. So it's a halacha. It's not a halacha. It's not a halacha. It's the kima mitzvah tefillin that he's asked to do mitzvahs. What is it? It's because the cheftza of tefillin and doing that period of Merivus, that he should not put on tefillin. I don't know, does the Rama quote this halach that an Ovel doesn't put on tefillin? The Rama quotes it. I think the Rama quotes it. What does he quote it? Ovel on it? But I'm just saying, if he would have held like this Rashi, right, he could have quoted it not only in Hilchos Ovel, but also in Hilchos Tefillin. Does he quote it in Hilchos Tefillin? I'm not. I don't have a Gemara Brachos in front of me. I don't think so. What? In Hilchos Aveilus, right? I'm just saying, if the Rambam would have held like this pshat in Rashi, it's not a tefillin, not an Aveilus halacha. It's also a halacha in a tefillin, because like Rashi, he could have quoted it also in Hilchos tefillin. I'm not saying that he's required to do it like we had. Remember, that he shouldn't bring in tefillin to in front of the mace and so on. All right. Okay, let's continue now.
You could say there's also two dinim.
Two dinim, that's what I'm suggesting. Right. One is halacha Hilchos Aveilus, and then the other is halacha Hilchos Tefillin, but then we would have expected him to quote in Hilchos Tefillin. If he doesn't quote Hilchos Tefillin, then you see it's not a halacha Hilchos Tefillin. It's like the story that I told the story with the Kfura, right? In terms of the order of the Kfura, did I ever tell you that story with Reb Chaim?
And so he doesn't
have the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't quote it.
He doesn't.
Right. Well, they buried somebody. Somebody complained to the Chevek Kedisha. Two people died, and they buried the person, the wealthier person who died second first. So the family, the first person came to complain to Reb Chaim. I think Reb Zevin quotes this in, in Ishim Rishitos, if I'm not mistaken. So Reb Chaim said, I will speak to the Chevek Kedisha, but you don't have a timer. So Mamanushach, you know. So he said, and then he kind of looked. First of all, kind of looked in the Rambam. He thought, so I think it was himself or something. what did you find the Ram? The Ram doesn't quote this halacha b'chol. What did you discover to make? So he said, that's what I discovered. The Ram doesn't quote this halacha. So the reason he doesn't quote it, because it's a general halacha of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah. Since this one died first, he should be buried. So that's not a halacha in Kavod Ames. So the family doesn't have a taina. But I have to speak to the Chefetisha, because they were over on the halacha of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah. Right, so that's here also. Tefillin, is it two halachas? No, it's one is halacha because of tefillin, because it's a bizoin to the tefillin. And it's also, we saw that also, for example, as I said, that you don't bring in tefillin to a Beis HaKvavos. The Ram quotes it, and Sefer Torah quotes it, both in Hilchos Sefer Torah and Hilchos Tefillin, and in Hilchos Avot. The two halachas.
Isn't there an Indian to bury a mace in Tafrichim because we don't want to give covenant to any mace over a different mace?
Right.
So wouldn't that fall into that story? Wouldn't that
start? Right. Right. Well, that story is, the Gemara tells us about, it was Rabbi Gamliel, that he ordered that he should be buried, you know, in a simple fashion, and therefore, you know, he saved all the Aniyim also, right. But I don't know, in the time sequence, apparently the Chaim said it's only part of the Torah Shem and Tzadik. Okay, let's...
Tosfos Rashi, is that talking about the Aninus
Tefillin,
or the Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Rishon Shalabelos? Is it Meso Mutal Lefana, or is it after Stilas Hagola?
Oh, we... we don't know what the halacha is before. He's speaking about... right, so if that halacha could apply... You're right, if it's a halacha in Hilchos Tefillin, because... Kiyomar and not an Avelis halacha, then offhand it should apply. You're correct. Then it would apply to it would apply also while he's an oinah. One would think, because
it would be even more so. Almost.
Correct. I agree. And then why it doesn't apply, also according to Rashi, why it doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av would be understood. We said, the Rav said, because it's not one of the Nihugim, it depends on Gav of Avel, and for Avelis Yeshana, you're not called the Gav of Avel. But I think the Rav might have said this also. He said that according to Rashi, if it's a locha in the Heftz of Tefillin, like the way the Rashi, you know, it's phrased, you know, Miss Avel, what's it, the chosha shuma nefesh harehu misolul ba'ofa ve'ein zepe'er, right? That only applies to an avel, because he's of his personal loss. But on, you know, avela shishana, that wouldn't apply. That's why tefillin not osa. I mean, one could also argue, maybe this is, it is also, even if even that tishbav has a lochus of avelus, it's not necessarily avela shirishan. It could be, you know, it's not necessarily the first day. I mean, you think it is only because it's only one day. So if it's one day, it's Avelus Yom Rishon. No, maybe it's not Avelus Yom Rishon. It's just Stam Avelus, the fourth day of Avelus, so to speak. Okay.
Yeah, when we were doing Hilchos Tefillin,
yeah,
we had this Machlokes, Shachos, about whether it's before Netzachama or after Netzachama on the second day, whether you can put on film before Netzachama or not.
Correct. It also
is that based on this,
yes,
second day, third,
yes,
day? It is, you know,
yes. If it's a loch of Mixis Yom Kakulo, so then maybe you need that should be after Netzachama.
Right.
But if it's a loch that's only one day, then it doesn't make a difference whether it's before. Right. As long as it's after Amar Ashachol, Mishiyake, whenever the time
you're going to do it. That's what it's rooted in.
It should be rooted in that, correct. Where was that we had that? Who said that?
That was Mechaber in Shinpei. Ches. First halacha.
Shinpei. Aber Oslo nicht will bei um wischen Acha. Bei Acha schon nicht so haben bei um Beis Mutter an ich. Right, so you see, that's like, that seems to be like, because it's mixing on Kukulo.
Right, and the Shach says nothing.
And the Shach disagrees, right?
V'yesh posin de eno osa el v'yom rishon v'yom beis mutter miyad afilu kodem neitzacham v'kach pasuk habach. Right. What you just said, the rough set. Correct.
Yeah.
Right. That you, this, whether it's based on mixing and kakulo, or simply that yom rishon per se, nafkamina would be what about? I mean, the Bechabis seems clearly to be that it's based on mixing on kukulo. Right. Okay, let's continue. So now we're in. I think we are we in Shinpei test? Did we read Shinpei test? Yesterday, a member of my community died. He didn't die yesterday, but today's the last day. Avelis is actually over today. And they svarved him. Very, very fine person, Yaakov Cohen. He was the chazana, the svardi minion. Wonderful, warm person. But I never seen this before. They have, the night before they get up, they have like a suda. And they say, has spayed him about their mace. And they... And you say Blochus Ili Nishmas the Mace. It was I don't know if you ever heard about that before. Did you ever see it? Forgot what they call it.
Sort of like what we do in a Shulchan.
What?
Sort of like what we do in a Shulchan.
Meet light at the end of the shloshim, right? But this is in the last day of the shiva at night. All right. Okay, let's continue. Avil os lechabes ksuso kol shiva shomim afilu b'mayim levad ulacha shiva mutu. Ukashem she osel chabis kach osel lilbos and mechubosim kodem lachem. Right? In other words, you can't launder things and you can't wear newly laundered clothing. And the Ramos says v'acha shiva shori for olam lo nogul bo isu. V'noagim she odem acha lov shem tchila v'acha kach lov shem ha'ovel v'aminig ikur. The chenog b'dinas elud la'achas shiva v'im lofshu odem acher rakshu achas daibakach. Right, so even though mikav dinah would be mutter, but the minig is not to do it, so therefore we have somebody else wear it first, even for a short time, so that I'm not putting on a completely new fresh clothing. What does the shach say? V'achas zayin shavi haynu kishein She'ein meguatz ola didan di giyot shalan ki kibush shalahem kilaminu b'sof hasid. Right, this is speaking about that there's no giyot. If it's not, how do you say giyot?
Pressed.
Or what? If you give it to a laundromat, what do they do to your clothing? They, you give it to your suit.
Dry clean.
Thank you. Dry clean. Right. That would be the equivalent of giyot. All right. The ain't soch lama she also lilbos chadoshim. The mechaber says, and certainly if there's nisa kibush, you certainly can't wear new clothing. The gam hasadinim v'hamitzos shall meet the also lechapsum latzia hamechubosim. V'chein mavtechos hayadayim afa pishemutu lechapsum b'moyed. V'chein kol osim sheshaninim shemutam lechabis b'moyed. V'gon hayotzim beis hashivya v'beis hasurim. You know, even though certain things that would be mutter cholamayid, v'chein kol osim shish, and all those that are mutter, for example, if he came out of jail, right, on a mayid, right? So he's mutter but disposed, and so it could go on hayosim v'esas shivim v'esas surim, v'amenuda shi'tiru lo, chachamim v'anishal l'chacham v'huta, v'abamim dina sayam, shaholach l'avich v'lo hayolo p'nai l'galeach, asurim b'mei evlo. Shim iru echemihem kodim havelos v'nichnas miyad l'toch havelos osu l'chaves elm kin iru achem echemihem v'tachfu miyad shnei havelos zeh achazeh az mutl l'chaves af ber benosu v'chol v'afilu toch shiva v'vad sh'asenu b'tzina toch beso v'achas sh'tachfu havelos zeh achazeh m'chaves b'mayim avalo b'nesu v'oil. Right, so if it's, he had Rachman son a series of Avelasin, so then it's mutter. Okay.
It's only kiyutz that would be mutter?
Right, because the reason kiyutz is already also even doing shloshim.
It's mutter doing shloshim.
No, kiyutz is also shloshim.
Kiyutz is. Meaning, my question is, kiyutz as opposed to any other isuri avelos, why specifically kiyutz? Meaning, what about rechitza? Would also be aser if there was a nichba?
Rechitza also, yes.
Would be
also. It would be also. The reason he's saying, as opposed to Moyed, my Moyed would make it, but Chol Moyed would matter this, if you know, when it was not possible for him. But for that, that's only a cool for Moyed, not for Avelus.
Right. So what would be unique about kibbutz as opposed to, for example, Rechitza, which the Chor both of them are for Nivel?
Right. So I mean, what would be the halacha if talk for Avelus, several of them, would that be mutter? So I don't think so, because, you know, first of all, we have a minig, right, that we had before. Remember, we mentioned in the Ramah that by rechitza, that we ask the rechitza or shloshim, right?
Kol gufo b'tzonim, if it's nipple, it's okay.
Right, but I'm just saying that the isur rechitza
goes shloshim,
right? Goes into, extends into shloshim. Mutl chabes big de ketanim shemei saviyim, because they're not chayv and avelus, and it's needed.
But on the 9 days and cholamayim, do we don't cholamayim? We don't follow that, right? Mutl chabes big day katanim.
Right.
Do we apply that also on
Chol Hamoed,
or even Chol Hamoed, or even on Tisha B'Av itself? We don't follow that. In other words, we're more machmir, right?
What, my Chol Hamoed would not matter for ketanim? So we are matter.
We are matter. No, I guess that's right. But Tisha B'Av itself, nobody would.
Right.
Would do that, right?
Right, but that's because it's only one day.
Oh.
Okay. Let's just, what is the shafa? All of Nogubo Isa. Ois based on Shachaim, Shachosh and Lassos Vivov, Siaita, the Osu Kibus called Shloshim, Mashma with Toy System or Cotton, the Eno Osa Ella, Bimachubos, Benessa, the Chol, avlo b'mayim levad. Because of abach ulfiza b'mechubas b'mayim levad, ein tzorch lalbisho ech achet tchila ubshita d'shori la'ach zayin miyad. So if you just washed it in water without any detergent, the Shach says that would be mutter. Lov shal tchila v'afilu b'mugo'otzum gam kein be'evin chalka mutter b'chai gavna kach kosev abach. That this is not only a heter for, he's not only a heter for kibbutz, it's also a halacha for kihutz, for mugo'otzum, because it's no longer fresh clothing. Bok shal achas klom zman ma, v'ein tzoch shal zmanius. It doesn't mean dafka an hour. It means any amount of time. Once somebody put it on already, it's no longer fresh. Also, the talk shiva kelim chadashim tzivonim v'yishenim yotzim mitachas hamechbes pivish kli latzo bo habgodim. Yesh omen de also lilbo speak the Shabbos toch dalit shvuos habishonim. Aval achakach muta afilu al ove v'imo. V'chein lasos begodim chadoshim. Aval nagol isu kol yud beis chodesh. So what is it that you shouldn't wear big day Shabbos? For what? The first... first four Shabbosim. If we have this also in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, right? It says that you shouldn't wear Big Day Shabbos, the Ramah says, but the Goyin says that you can wear Big Day Shabbos. Also talks Shivu L'chabesh L'anich Ben Aydei Atzo Ben Aydei Achevim V'mhaisek Suso B'kubalas Biyad Achevim Mechabes also Kedalko Kemosha Melachto B'tolish Shibiyad Achevim B'kabulas. So, but otherwise it'll be also Kol shloshim also lilbos ol hatsiya tachtov beged meguatz v'hu shiye lovin v'chodosh v'afilu hu shel pishton v'al ovev v'al imo also ad shiagia haregel acha shloshim v'yigayu bu chaverov. So you see that the halacha of ad shiagayu bu chaverov is not just the halacha in Tisporus, which we'll see later on, but even for God and Meguhotzim.
Why this halacha, the mechaber, he doesn't usually apply any in the shloshim, except this halacha, and Tisporeth.
Well, that's not a loch. That's a loch of shloshim per se. This is not just extending it from the shiva into the shloshim. Shloshim per se is also in these things.
Kuyam.
Yes. Gihut yesh omid tzekel b'loshin avav yesh omid ahainu kibus b'mayim ve'efe obenese b'bovis acha shiva mutu l'gayitz la'atzma ben la'acherim v'lo omu shloshim yom l'giyitz ele l'ulbosh. The loch of giyitz is not the maisa giyitz after shloshim, it's only, I mean before that's an isim alocha, but afterwards it's long not to wear would be, again would be for us would be in dry clean clothing. Yesh misha omid ha'idne leka iso giyot shavei omu giyot shalanu ki giba shalahem. Okay. Here. Next halacha. Ovel osu legaleach saro echet sa rosho ve'echet sa skono ve'erkol sha Shabo, Afilu Shobes Astorim, Kol Lamid Yom, Vesea Shol Hasofer, Umihat Stodim, Koshma Akibisa Achila, Tosh Shiva Osso, Acha Shiva Mutter. So the Shach is bothered why the Machaba passes the Kula. Because the Natinika Vavi Vavam, the also, even if it's Ma'akibis Achila, but then the Mechab is Mekil. In the loch we had before, about gihuts, that is muta alacha regal with what? With mishigaru, so it means you have three things. You need acha shloshim, acha regal, and also shigaru. That's what the Pischechua points out. Being acha la vigir ha regal vagar amnon bishal su tshuvas tshuva mi ava kosu de lav dafka nakir ha shulchan aruch v'lo lememe dahani tlosu b'inan ele vatsalam ha regal eno mevatel kemoba hagava gam lamid v'lo mahani ela be'ina dafka hagava v'la acha lamid aval vaday hagava la acha lamid mahani v'lo boy regal u'ma denokni hatua b'losh b'loshon regal behove noktu k'mo shekosev harosh. Mishum de regal derech lilbos kelim uguhotzim. So you need achiyava ha regal because generally the regal would require it. So one regal is required plus. But if you had what mishigaro before, he said that's what his opinion is. That would be mutter. Others say that you need all three. Okay. Okay. Yashuv legaleach ve'amu lo meis aviv. Hareze Yashu Lukaleya for Amulo Mes Aviv Hareze Mashlim Rosho Echad Hamakaleya for Echad Miskaleya. Right now, as he started taking a haircut or shave, whether he's the one getting it or being giving it, right? So once he started, he can complete it. Right, and this is the shach because covered a bria. This tas is because covered a bria. So otherwise, he'll have half a haircut, right, or half a shave. It'll look strange. So if he's the avel giving the haircut, so he says, it's only if there's no one else who can complete the haircut for him. But if there's another barber in town, so then the avel should stop. But if there's no other barber, then because it covered a beard, he can continue. Kol osim she'amu mutal galeach b'chol hamoyed im iru echad me'elu kodim ha'velus v'nichnas miyad tocha avol osl galeach am iru echad me'elu v'tachfu miyad shnei ha'velusin zeh achazeh migaleach kedako ben betar ben b'mispavayim. This is the halacha that we have previously. V'afilu toch shiva. For Adam Echa Shitachfu Avelov, Ze Achaze, Mekel Shao Betar, Avalob Mispavayim. Ubuvashi Shenu Betsina. All of this should be done Betsina. So. Okay, let's continue.
The previous halacha, Rabbi, suggests that there's an Isra Malacha during Aninus, which we didn't cover.
Well, that, again, that Isra Malacha.
Yashav Lev Amulu Meisal View.
Right, before the Kfuv, I agree. Right, see, there's an Isra Malacha. Correct. I mean, the question is, according to the Rambam, was there no Isurim before?
Right.
Why should that be also? I'm not sure. Before by Malacha.
The Rambam doesn't bring it down.
What?
The Rambam doesn't bring it down.
Does he bring it down to the Miskaleach? So it's not an Isra. It's not because it's an Isra Malacha, it's because they're separate.
The Ram quote the general of the Lacha that an Oval is also been Malacha.
That's because of Roshayim, that's a separate Halacha than Ninus.
Do you have, the Ram has, I mean, do we have this halacha, malacha, it's a b'raisa, that the first 3 days is also malacha, the Ram quotes that, doesn't he? Perakei from Michas Avelis, do you have it?
Il dvarim she ha'avel aser ben?
Yeah.
the Yom Rishon in the Torah, Bashar Yom and Divrahem, also the Sapra, the Kavis, the Rechot.
No, but doesn't he have Malacha the first 3 days?
Kol Shlosh Yom Rishon, also Rasi is Malacha, and Alacha Chet.
Why?
If you look at Ani and his Pranis, we're not stuck.
So the man does have the use of Malacha.
Right, but this, Lachor, our question is that this is before the Kvura, no?
Right, that's what you're asking. And why, I mean, what would, according to the Ram, maybe, but does he quote this halacha about Ben HaMegaleach, Ben HaMiskaleach?
Yeah.
So since the Ram holds that Yisur HaVeilus don't apply before the Kvura, why should it be us of him?
He quotes the Pasuk, Rashi HaMosi, well, maybe it's not because of Yisur Malacha, but because of Aninus HaShev Rashi, read the whole Halacha, the Ramah.
But does that apply during Aninus? Is the Halacha?
Doesn't that Pasuk can apply it?
Yeah, but maybe that's only during the period. I mean, in general, have we learned out those things that are Avelis from Aninus? All of them we learn from Aninus. I will ask you to spell this line. Vech megalech echa miskalech. I mean, the shomish is of it. Yeah. It doesn't mean it could be that's a shmur krova, but it's already after the kvura. Right?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily an oinah. Yeah, so it's not. Either can go according to Ram, it says. I mean, I'm just wondering, is it possible to say, since the Malach is, you know, is the first, is part of the Malach is Gimel Yom Rishonim, you know, of course, it's also really all Shiva, just a certain coolness. Maybe because it's Hesach Hadass, it applies even to... even during the period of Aninus? I don't know.
But it does seem, meaning, I think he's right, that it does seem to be that there's a different din by the fact that he quotes Aaron, that they had to leave their hair growing.
Right.
That even if we said the Shar, Isuri Avelis don't apply before, but this might be a separate din.
I don't think so, because that's just in general how we learn after Halachas of Avelus. I don't know. Okay, let's continue now. Al kol ha-meisim galeach la'achas shloshim yom. Al ovev al imo ad shigaru bo chaverov. Right? So on all the meisim, not al ovev imo, so with the end of the shloshim, the Avelus ends, but al ovev imo, so it continues for Yud Beis Chodesh, right? Whether that's a halacha that the Avelus continues, or that's a halacha of Kibud Av V'Eim, could be Nafka Minas. What if the father says, you know, don't be noyig, we'll see this halacha. So maybe the father could be Moichel, right? V'Ein HaRegel Mahani in Poga Kodim Shigar Bo Chaverov. V'Ein V'Ochayim Simen V'shir gara yesh bo pluks of nogim begimul chadoshim kedas ubemakomus elu nogim she'ein mistapim al av ve'ein kol yud beis chodesh. Quotes the Mamil im lo letzorach kagon shehich bid olav sara sheholech bo ben of the kochovim umisnavo b'neim b'sarvosa demutu l'saper. Right? So, but al ovav imo, it's achigaru bechaverov, right? Now the question is, what is that halacha achigaru bechaverov? Is the halacha that that's the shear is achigaru bechaverov, right? Once this gear, right, achigaru bechaverov, that's sufficient, and then the avelus is over v'yud beis chodesh, or it's a separate matter, since he looks so unkempt, so it's a matter to take a haircut, but then the shear begins again. Right? So there's Mikivega about that. So look in the Kivega, v'chein heishiv. This is look in the Ramot. Ein havega mahani, right? Mahani in pogo kodim shigavu chaverev. We read that. Right, okay. So look, this is the quotes from the Ozavua. V'chein heishiv ha'ozavua. V'taki Moshe hevi ha'ozavua. You see it in the Kivega? V'zel ha'shona, sha'alta אם תוכל לספר אחר אביך תוך י' בי שחודש, כי מתוך שאתה עוסק במסנוסך ומוצא בין הסורים, והניני מודיע לך שלא הוסקו י' בי שחודש לעניין גידו סייר, רק עד שיגרו בו חברו. ומה שנוהגים י' בי שחודש אינו אלא חומר ביאלמה, לחובד עובר ואימו, לכן מותו אתה לספר כדרכך, עד כאן לשונו. משמע דמדינה אחר שהמתן שיעד גאורה, mutul geleach achar kach b'chol pam kedarko. Because once you've reached mishigavu v'chaverav, you don't have to wait another time atshigavu v'chaverav. Let's say atshigavu v'chaverav, he says 3 months, but let's say nowadays it's just for argument's sake, let's say it's 2 months, right? So it doesn't mean once he reached 2 months, now he can't take his next haircut till atshigavu v'chaverav again, which would be another 2 months, right? It's mashma, once he reached atshigavu v'chaverav, that's the shir and it's matir, and you don't have to wait again. ואין צורך להמתן בכל פעם שיר גאורה, אל דה המינג להחמר כל י' בי שחודש. וכיוון דה הולך בין הסורים, אין צורך לתפוס חומר זו. וקם עדינה דה אחר הגאורה מגלח כדרכו. וזהו כוונוס הרמו. קם בתחיל הכוסף וממקומוס אלו נוגן ועל הכוסף אם לא והיינו דה אז אין לוחש למנהג ההוא. אבל קודם זמן הגורא לא מהני מה שהולך בין הסורים, ואחר שגילך לזמן הגורא אין צורך להמתן עוד שיר גאורה, אל דמגלח אך כדרכו כפי הרגלו. Right, so Kivega holds, there's also a chilek on this, but Kivega holds lakula, that once you reach gaora, you don't have to wait again. So I remember, you know, the Rav used to be makel, that during the 3 weeks, that you can, he said, if a person is clean shaven, right, that he doesn't have to wait. He said, the Rav said like this: every minig has to have some halach, in a kodik tikkun interaction. Every minig has to have a halachic framework. So yud beis choyd, you know, the minig of the 3 weeks is that we accept upon ourselves. It's the minig of what of yud beis choydish. And that's why it's also it's hisporus, but it should only be also atchigav bechaverav. So once you reach atchigav bechaverav, a person looks unkempt if he didn't shave after 2-3 days, right? If he's clean shaven, then it's mutter. Now the shaila is according to Kivega, once it's mutter, you don't have to wait again. Correct? But I remember that Rabbi Aaron Lichtenzich Rav Lacha, he used to shave, but he used to shave he'd skip a few days, and I guess Lechumah, not like this Kivega, that so it would reach the Shigara each time. You learned in Gush, right? Did you remember that?
I remember he had a...
like a stubble, and he'd wait each time.
But did he wait for Erev Shabbos, though?
He would shave, I think, Erev Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos, I think, but maybe because it was always, if let's say, shave twice a week or something like that. I don't know exactly.
He would find it out. I remember he would have...
Right. So, not like this, there's what to be made about, since the whole halacha is, you know, it's only a minig, and the Kivega is makav, and anyhow, but that was the Rav Svara. Um, So look in the Pischei Tshuva. He has this also. So the Mamor says, how much is Achigaro? Yesh Plux Vinogim Begimel Chadoshim. Some say it's 3 months, right? So the look in the Pischei Tshuva. Ayin B'Tshuvas Noidi B'Yehuda Shekosta Masha Amu Shir Ga'ara Gimel Chadoshim Hainul Eilu Shemagalchim Rak Roshim Aval Eilu Shemagalchim Skonam, right? Means, let's say the Megalech Beheta Aide Misparayim O B'Meshicha Shir Ga'ara Zman Kotzer Yoseh. Because he'll look, if he's clean shaven, this is not, he'll, it's, you have to wait 3 months to look unkempt. You look unkempt a few days. V'kach kosev b'tshuvas chsam soifer simen shimren zayin t'l b'nei ashkenav shugin l'galeach skanu shir ga'ora shloshim yom v'intachfu shloshim l'oviv l'imo im avelas d'rabim v'yud zayin b'tamaz yistapu b'tisporas kol shu b'yom yud ches tamaz b'ofen shlo yir roi od l'ga'ora the iron shem old inim higiyas man hagaora b'chol hamoyed im ishai legaleach.
What was it saying about
Yerchas
Thomas?
No, you know, this is talking about for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
The avelus duram yud zayin b'tamuz. You know, as he's saying, b'im tachfu shloshim le'aviv u'imo im avelus duram. You know, his personal avelus of shloshim. Now he got into the 3 weeks, right? So it's already, he's unkempt. So he's tafet as well as kosher b'yom yudches tamuz. Barfish lo yavoy od legara. V'ayin shem od le'inim yigiyazman haga'ora b'chol hamoyed im eshoi legaleach. Ayin v'tshuvis ad ne'paz. Shekosu d'kavonis v'amod la'acha שאבו גימו חדושם שהוא שיר גאור המוטו לספר עצמו כל זמן שיש לפי מן הוגו הראשון. But one thing you see that the shir gaora does not help, let's say he's clean shaven, it doesn't help for the shloshim, it only helps for the yud beis chodesh. But this is an important kivega. I'm not sure, but for the Chassam Sofer, sense like he disagrees with the kivega, right? With the shver, because he's saying he should shave for the amount that takes away the ga'ora, right? Did you see that in the Chassam Sofer? It was a shukim legalech shir ga'ora shloshim yom. Aval ela shugachem skanam. Shir ga'aruz man kotzer yosef kachkoch v'tshuvas chsam soifer. The bnei shuglad is kind of shir ga'aruz shloshim yom v'im tachfu shloshim la'avil ibo yistapit tisporos kol shehu b'yom yudches tamuz ba'ov shlo yeroi od l'ga'ora ayin sham. It's mashma he should shave only what he needs to take away the ga'ora, but according to offhand it should be the whole thing should be right. It sounds like ga'ora is a separate matter each time, but not that the avelus ends.
Maybe that's only because it's the 3 weeks. He still have the avelus of the tzibur. He's saying on the yud ches you should be
going. Yeah, but if it's ashigaro chaver, it should be mutter. Should fall off completely.
But you're just starting the.
Yeah, but what? If, but whatever. Ah, but now it's ashigaro.
Right.
Why does he have to say just take away the ga'ora? It sounds not like Pukivega. Okay. Isha, however, Isha Muteris Minatila Sar Acha Zayin. Vyesh Oshim Afli Isha Chen Ika.
What does this mean? Isa Mutar, why is Isa Mutaris Minatila Seil Achazayin? Why is the Halach of Shloshim not applied to her? What is Mechaba? I mean, the most Choyle put. Who is the Mukur for that? What are going to say? See, the going quotes, Komash yesh be isha chutz mitisparas. Aval Tosus first calls her be mavoris rak a person shilamata v'chein hiskim haramban. But otherwise, it's also an isha also. And that's what the way you pass along, loch like the mamon, chumma. Lisok Rosha b'misrak muta filo toch shiva. So on Shabbos it'll be also because you're taking out hairs, but that's not called tisporus. Kishem was Aisha. The Shach says uveis Yosef mashta filo ish muta she'en kan lo tainig v'lo simcha. Dodami nak the Isha b'bach kasa t'matcha t'to sofa hu v'tzach lagir lisok Rosha. V'chein hu b'toy. So, right. That's the gifts that we have now. Okay. Kishem she osel galeach kol shloshim kach yom kach osel litol tzipanayim b'kli al v'yodav v'shinav muta afilu toch shiva v'isha she'ira tfilosa achas shiva toch shloshim im titol tzipanayim b'yadea ol v'shinayim enon telis yofa el tomel avodis kachovim litleim bo b'tav ol b'misparayim v'el elu davka avodis kachovim Elohu v'lav dafka levelos kochavim Elohu adin Yisraelis v'silcha the listener the chol hamoyed knocker. So it doesn't have to. Ramos says not dafka, but no, you shouldn't do it yourself. Others should do it for you. The Shach says ulofiani is tied to dafka knocker avodas kochavim dim lo timtza hachi imkein afilu ish lishtrei legaleach olito tziponov aida Yisrael acha elavada kem the shluchu who also imkein amai shori beisha tfemi. Bishlucha mibahi atzma v'gam doichek lama de silcha de lishna de cholamoyed nakat toha amachavas filo bo rachayim de mutal litol tzipona v'cholamoyed el bagoys marmini svile de osa litol tzipona v'cholamoyed v'kamad aide ovid kochavim mutu damivilo v'kochavim shvus v'makum mitzvah lo gozo v'kem huodin v'ovo tok haimelon amivilo ovid kochavim shvus I feel with Davish Eno shall Shabbos El Hilchas Kiloi Behema, Vimkin Hocha Davkil of a Kochovin Shari, Damil Nochri, Lo Osa Ella Mishum, Shvus of a Moka Mitzu Lo Gozu, Avali Sol Osa, the dog. So the Shach said the Davka of a Kochovin. Okay. But you know, let's just go a little further, okay? Avil also besimcha lefikach lo yikach tinach becheka kol shiva shema yavol lidei schok. Right, you shouldn't play with children during the avelos because it'll bring him to, you know, to laughter. Al kol hamesim nichnas lebeis hamishta laacha shloshim yom al aviv al imo laacha yud beis chodesh va'af im hashanam uberes mutol laacha yud beis chodesh. Omi usimchas mereis shahaya chayev. The thrower also miyad mutar lasosa miyad achas shiva. Now, somebody invited me over to their house. I have to reciprocate. So that's mutar immediately after shiva, because that's called priya. That's not called, you know, because you're obligated to do it. Aval im enu chayv lifroa, osu likonis la ad lamid, val ove val imo, afa pisha chayv lifroa, osu la acha yud beis chodesh. So off of emo is more chomer. And it's only Yud Beis Chodesh, it's not the first year. Okay, let's just see them all. Ubachaburis mitzvah kagon shemasir yosom v'yosoma l'shem shemayim im lo yochol sham yisbatel hamaisa muta l'achal lamed avatoch lamed osa l'chol sudas mitzvah shiva olam aval sudas mitzvah d'les be simcha muta likonish bo kagon pidgin haben o sudas bris mila muta l'chol sham afilu toch shiva ubavad shalo Yetze mi Pesach Peso means Toch Shiva. The Yes Osum Besudas Brismila. The Mina Shalo Lecho, Shum Suda Ba'olam, Kol Yud Beis Chodesh, Im Hu Chutz Le Beso. So those who make, right? So Lamaish Lamor is Machmed, the second day is not even to go to a Suda for Brismila. You can go to the Bris itself, but not stay for the Suda. Ubatoch habayis mekilim sheochel bebeso besudas bris mila ukol shekem b'shar sudos she'ein behem suncha av besudas nesuim yesh lahach mekach nirli. In other words, if it's a sudas nesuin, a chasna even in this house is also. Avol shehu bal bris omoyo yilbash bigde shabbos ad la'acha hamila umut likanes lamila lechol sham imhu la'acha lamed Afa pisha ein hamila bebeso.
Suvas nesuin doesn't mean a sheva brachas here, right?
No, it would be. I think it would be a sheva brachas also. That's simchas nesuin. I don't think it only means the chasna. Okay, I think we'll stop here.
So you can throw an engagement party in it.